News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And this morning, it's that time to sit, stay, and listen with Dr. Mark. Dr. Mark Sprayberry is here with Olive Branch Pet Hospital and Plains Day Boarding and Daycare. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Meg. Yo, yo, what's up? Everybody doing all right with all this rain and stuff going on?
I know. I don't know what to do now. I don't know what to wear. I don't know whether I need a jacket or a raincoat or a sun visor. I'm just, you know.
Well, we're all good as long as that hurricane turns north and doesn't come our way, right?
Thank you very much, sir. We do not want that to happen, so we just cut the kibosh on that.
Exactly.
We don't say the H word, and
no.
We just, yes, we're going to move right along.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me what's been happening with Olive Branch Pet Hospital these days. I'm guessing you see, do you see different things at different times of the year with your clients?
Yeah, I do. I mean, you know, we have a year-round allergy issue in Florida, but spring and fall is really heavy, so we're starting to see a lot more of that coming in. That's the big thing. Of course, you know, it's fall is in the air. I ride motorcycles, and
you
can always tell when you get a little. I went through a little depression on the highway the other day, and a little country road, and it was almost chilly, Meg, on there. Although it was 90 degrees otherwise.
Yeah. For us, that's chilly.
Yeah, but it was almost chilly as I went through down the little valley. But it's on its way. So we're starting to see a lot more allergies and things like that. But yeah, everything's going good. Kids are back in school. The daycare at the office at the Plan Stay is, doing well, and seeing a lot of pets come in because they just can't be trusted at home, you know.
Well, yeah, exactly, with the kids out and the parents back at work. So, first of all, let's talk about your business and how long you've been here in Pensacola, where y'all are located. Let's give everybody all the facts and the details, just in case somebody has not met with you before or heard the show before.
Well, I've been practicing about 30 years. I've been in Pensacola since 2001. Bought the practice in 2002.
Wow.
So that's about 23 years.
Yeah.
Here in Pensacola, I'm on Davis Highway, 4220 North Davis. It's across the street from Bailey's Farmers Market, which everybody knows and loves. And I have a general clinic there where I do dogs and cats. And then we have a large boarding facility called the Play and Stay. It has a daycare. I'm on 4.2 acres. It's about total under roof, 15,000 square feet.
That's huge.
Yeah.
Because I think of a lot of the boarding places I've seen in the past, I won't say any names, that are just a couple rooms or a couple of cages, quite frankly.
Yeah, we've got a big facility, but we keep it real personal. One thing we do at our office that's unique is I'm on site.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of
that
is
unique.
Yeah, a lot of places you see that have other, you know, boarding facilities that are nice, it's just there's no veterinarian on site. And you know, just sometimes dogs get to playing a little rough or they get a little rambunctious and they get a nick or a bruise or something like that. Well, I'm there to kind of see it within 2 or 3 minutes as opposed to the owner having to come pick up the pet and take it to the vet. You know, I had a case, one of my clients was getting her dog groomed somewhere in town and the dog had a seizure. Well, she's a school teacher, so call the owner, had to come get the pet. Then got to me, it was over an hour. The dog had like 4 seizures. So,
oh no.
I mean, that can be that's a worst case scenario
there. Yeah, that's scary.
So having someone, a veterinarian staff right there and trained to watch for problems, it's really, and it doesn't happen very often, but you know, it's kind of like having insurance. You don't want it, but by God, you're glad you have it when you need it.
Well, I like the name of your boarding, which is Play and Stay. And there's a reason for that because you have a huge play area. Talk about that.
Well, it's a lot of acreage and we have a lot of it fenced off. I got, you know, I call it the jump set. It's kind of a, you know, modified obstacle course.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We see a lot, like I say, a lot of dogs that have, you know, behavior issues, you know, and that's why they're in daycare. I call the daycare a psych ward, which with my own 2 Shelties going very often themselves.
I thought a vet would have highly trained animals. No?
Yeah, and they may be a little overweight too, but we're not.
Oh, no.
We're in a fat free zone, fat shaming free zone here, y'all.
Okay.
But it's the type thing that we personalize this because, you know, some people, they've just given up going to some of the other, you know, corporately owned or places that just are, you know, a business type thing. You know, my office is, and everything I have is paid for. I do this because I love it. I don't need to work anymore, but I love doing what I do. and we like providing a good service to people. I have a great staff at the Play and Stay and the boarding facility at the daycare as well. They're trained to help, you know, look for problems with pets when they're having them. Now, you bring in I'll pick on German Shepherds, wonderful dogs that grew up with them, but, you know, they've gotten pretty pretty anxious in recent years. I don't know if it's breeding, if it's just the, you know, the
haven't we all gotten a little anxious?
Yeah, I think you're right. And, yeah, we all need to be at the daycare. But,
I was going to say, can I sign up and exactly. get an adult corner? Yeah. I could run around the obstacle course, get rid of some of my stress.
Exactly. You know, we'll take somebody, the dog's at home, it's tearing up the house, it's anxious, it's peeing and pooping
chewing
everywhere.
Everything.
They get home, owners get home tired, and then they have all that to deal with. And so we'll take the dog, we'll keep it by himself, we'll play with it, we'll see how it does. Then we introduce them slowly to other pets that come a lot that we know get along with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Now they have a favorite friend.
Aww.
And then when they come, they're excited, they jump out of the car, truck, and run in there. And what's funny is then when the owners come back later in the day to pick them up, they don't want to leave the daycare. So it's kind of a fun thing and whatnot. And we
I guess this week's kind of back to school for your dogs too.
Yeah, exactly.
And so
we have another thing we offer too is since I'm there is, you know, if your pets have medical problems, we're real good at handling those, administering medications, insulin, injections, things like that.
That's important too.
And then I'm there if something happens. Of course, we always, if they're not clients of mine, we board everybody's pets in town. It's not just my own clients. Then we call the client or the owner and say, hey, we got a little scrape or, you know, the glucose is a little elevated on the diabetes. I think mm-hmm. we might need to do this. You know, so we kind of handle it in-house. But we always send them back, obviously, to their primary veterinarian. You know, mm-hmm. Our job is done with the boarding.
Oh, okay. So we've got a text coming in already. So 850-437-1620. If you have a question for Dr. Mark, this is Sit, Stay, and Listen with Dr. Mark Sprayberry. And he is a veterinarian with his own practice. And as we're talking about boarding, so someone just texted in, can you give me some idea of the cost daily to board a dog, a small dog? And also, about the cost, do you also do any kind of grooming or bathing while they're there?
Yeah, so the cost-wise, it varies with the pet size, and we have different size. First of all, there's no kennels. They all have a room.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
That's great.
Yes, and it's plenty of space, so everybody has their space, you know. And so, and that depends on the size and what size. We have two presidential suites, I call them. They're total individual rooms, you know.
And again, can a person fit in one of those?
Yeah, exactly. Sometimes, I feel like I need to go myself. But, so it's a great, great venue for that. I would say the daycare, I would say call the office, call the Play and Stay and get the prices.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say a day at daycare is like $30, but we have these packages. They're the best. We have the best prices in town on daycare and boarding.
That seems very reasonable to me.
And then I live 5 minutes from there, and so I'm available on the weekends. I'm available 24/7.
Mm-hmm.
I have a partner who works with me 2 or 3 days a week, and when I'm out of town, rarely I'm out of town. And Dr. Stephanie Kairos is there to handle any little thing that comes up. So we've got coverage there. So it's been a wonderful investment for me. I've been in Pensacola about 23 years, but I've been in that location for probably 16, 17,
it 18
years. It sounds
ideal for this, for sure.
Yeah, yeah,
so
we've got plenty of room.
The other part of the question was the grooming. Do you bathe the dogs if it's requested, or how does that work?
Well, you know, they have a good time, and there's a lot of, you know, you start out with grass, then you end up with dirt.
Mm-hmm.
And so they get in there and roll in all kinds of crazy stuff and
like
mud
now.
And laying in mud holes. You know, we post pictures of them every day on, you know, so parents can log in
on
and
Facebook
check it out. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
And Instagram, some of the others. But so we do. And if you board there 2 or 3 days, we usually give them like a little complimentary bath. We kind of hose them off and try to get the funk off of them. So,
that's
good. You know, but I'll tell you, they'll go home. When they come home from daycare or from boarding, they go home, eat dinner, and go to bed. And then they're out for a day or two.
Oh, perfect. They're worn out.
Which is what you want. And,
yes.
You know, isn't that what people do when they send their kids to daycare?
Yes, sir. That's exact same effect.
I never had kids, but it's the type thing that I've heard that that's what they want.
That's exactly right. Parents that's exactly do, you know. Right. But it's peace of mind, too, knowing that your pet, which is now one of our kids, is being taken care of properly. Mm-hmm. It's a little scary when you drop it off and you kind of, I don't have a good feeling about this place. I'm not sure. And then your dog comes back acting weird.
Tell
something's wrong, and you can't say, so what happened? Because they can't tell you.
Well, it's first day of school, you know, is what it is.
Yes.
And we have cameras that record everything, and so, you know, we can refer to those if we have something. But we really don't have any problems much. Every daycare, every boarding is going to have their issues from time to time. It's really minimal.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's been great. And I've got a fabulous staff back there that runs it, and they're passionate about it.
Here's a good question for you. Do you open or you operate during a hurricane storm? I guess they're talking about when there's a tropical storm warning, that kind of thing.
Yes.
If people are evacuating, do you keep people's dogs for them?
Yes. We're open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Wow. Okay.
Okay. The only time we may bump the price up a tiny bit is during a hurricane. It's like $5
mm-hmm.
because I have to bring in generators. We have to bring in, you know, extra water.
Extra staff, I would imagine.
Mm-hmm. Which is overtime. So, you know, I just try to cover my cost on that and all. And to my knowledge, you know, I don't even know if we've ever had to do that. I know mm-hmm. we've had our hurricanes and things like that.
Right.
I'm really fair with people. Again, I don't owe anything, and I'm here to, you know, Pensacola's been good to me, Meg. I'm gonna be good to Pensacola.
Okay.
And we love Pensacola, and we love our clients and our pets that come there.
Mm-hmm.
They all have great personalities.
Okay. Well, if you just join us, we're talking to Dr. Mark Sprayberry. The show is called Sit, Stay, and Listen with Dr. Mark.
Exactly.
And he is the owner and the veterinarian of Olive Branch Pet Hospital and Play and Stay Boarding and Daycare. So I just got a new question in here. Thinking about getting another dog, lost mine a couple of years ago, but have no idea what to get. And I can relate to that, actually. So do you have recommendations? So maybe that's the question. How do you pick the right pet? A dog, cat, whatever. How do you do that?
Well, Meg, that's a show that...
all in of its own?
We may need a whole weekend to talk about that, but
yeah.
I will say this.
Because you know all the breeds, and I'm sure you know the pros and cons to each one.
Yeah, it's... first of all, I think that... You know, I was talking to my staff about this when I was getting ready to come up. Just, you know, I have a great clinic staff, too.
Mm-hmm.
And Michael said, well, you know, basically, if I want a new dog, I just walk down the street, and if it runs up to me, then, you know, they pick me, you know.
Well, that's true. I go by that philosophy as well. That's what happened to me last time.
Especially with a cat. Now, cats pick you. So, if, mm-hmm. like, my cat ran through my legs one time, ran into the kitchen. I thought, well, who are you? And her name's Lily, and she's 13 years old now.
Mm-hmm.
So, but... it depends a lot on your age, where you live, your lifestyle. You know, the things I see a lot is, and I see this every day, where people all have good intentions.
Right.
But if you're living in an apartment and no yard, you don't go out and buy, I keep picking on German Shepherds, wonderful
right.
dogs.
Right.
But that dog needs a job every
mm-hmm.
day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It needs to be out running, playing, going over obstacles. I mean, Belgian Malinois, that's why they make such great SEAL team, Force Recon, Green
right.
Beret dogs. I mean, that's
right.
why they're, and police dogs. I mean, that's mm-hmm. what they are. You know, every dog has its pros and cons. Now, I personally have two Shetland Sheepdogs.
Are they big? How big do they get?
Well, if mine weren't a little overweight, they're probably, they can be different sizes,
trimmer.
but, you know, 15 to 40 pounds. It depends
okay,
on the genetics.
Okay, that's not that big. That's
no.
like medium size, right?
You know, here's what I like about them. You know, and that my wife, you know, God rest her soul, deceased 2 years ago. You know, she had Shelties growing up, so mm-hmm. we have Shelties. And these are easy to train. They're easy to be around. You know, one of my Shelties is not a big fan of my cat, but they work it out. But it's the type thing, you know, they have a lot of hair, so I have to give them groomed from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, their personality is really good. And if that's why I like it, you know, they're easy going. They're easy for me. You know, I'm
right.
single. You know, I'm taking care of the household now and all that. So you almost need to find a dog that fits your personality. I guess that's probably the best way to say it.
True.
So you know, if you're a, you know, older client, mm-hmm. you know, I had an older client, went out and got a Australian Shepherd. Now, they're wonderful dogs.
Right.
Extremely intelligent.
Mm-hmm.
But this dog was not the right dog for him. He has mobility issues,
oh.
that sort of thing. And this dog, you know, these are great agility dogs.
Mm-hmm.
They're bred, made for it.
You see them on those courses when they do the Olympics and stuff for dogs.
And beautiful dogs.
Yeah.
I mean, and wonderful dogs. But they are for, you know, I hate to say it, I'm 63 years old. I'm not young. They're for a younger crowd that is very active. That
maybe
can
a family.
A family, something like
kids.
That. Yes. Yeah. Now, they can be, with their herding instincts, they can be a little nippy. So you have to be a little careful, especially with children.
See, these are
experience.
The things people don't know till you get them home.
Correct. You know, there's, you know, Chows and Sharpeys, you know, those type. And other Asian breeds, you've got to be a little careful with, because they were bred to protect emperors in China and Japan.
Interesting.
So they can have that history of protection and nipping and things.
Huh.
Like Shetland Sheepdogs come from the Shetland Islands. They're miniature. Every animal there is miniature. They're bred for herding.
Mm-hmm.
So when I have friends at my house over occasionally, you know, Quinn and Finley, my dogs, they'll try to herd them into one room.
Isn't that funny?
Because it's their nature.
Instinct. Yes,
yes,
their
instinct.
Wow.
Their nature. And so, and that's just what they do. So when you're looking for a dog, find one that kind of fits your lifestyle, your personality, because the worst thing you can do, and I see it all the time, is get a dog that does not fit inside that.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, we have a, you know, I had a client that bought a lab.
Okay.
Wonderful dog.
Mm-hmm.
And she's got 3 or 4 children under the age of 6. You know, you've got ballet, you've got piano, you've got a lot of things going on.
Right.
They get out of the car, they come in, you know, the kids are all over the office. Mm-hmm. The dog is just crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And she brings it into the office and she's on the phone talking to me and says, "Hang on, I got to talk to Mark." And so she says, "Mark, I don't know what's wrong with this dog. He's just crazy." And I think, and of course, in my mind, Meg, I'm thinking, it's not the dog lady, it's you.
Right. Well, that's what they say. It's usually the owner.
It's the
owner. That's the problem.
And, you know, just getting a trainer to come in, which I believe training is fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
But to get a trainer to come in, kind of teach your dog something, it's not as much dog training. Dogs are the easy. It's teaching the owners
how to do it.
And
yep.
Being consistent with the training mm-hmm. is very, very key.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, people, you know, that have, you know, a lot going on in their lives, whether it's with children or other thing, activities, their work. You know,
right,
I work all
course.
The time. It's hard to follow that. So you got to think about that. Your work schedule, are you gone all the time?
Well, I guess that would be the difference then between getting a puppy that would need extensive training versus an older dog that maybe is coming from a situation that it's trained, it's older, a little more settled, and is not going to have the same issues.
That's a very good point.
Right?
And
I'm thinking that happens a lot. Sometimes the owner passes away, and here you have this 7 to 8-year-old dog that's a loving animal.
That needs a home.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm very pro, you know, shelter or, you know, rescue. Very
mm-hmm.
pro.
Well, right now they are full. I don't know if you want to do a show on Fridays where we have the shelters come in, the rescues, and they are full to maximum. And
right.
part of it, they said, is the post-COVID.
Correct.
A lot of people got dogs, and now they're back into their regular lives and don't have time for them.
Correct.
But then you have the Christmas and birthday present pets
mm-hmm.
that after the novelty wears off.
Uh-huh.
So.
Yeah, we see that, too. And it's, you know, I think, well, you know, who does that? You know, who turns them in after that? I mean, you know,
it happens a lot.
I guess it does.
Yeah.
And, you know, like I say, my office is on Davis Highway. I was at my dermatologist's office, you know, a few months ago, and I was standing there just looking out the window, and I saw like 7 stray cats in their parking lot.
Oh, gosh.
You know, so it's a big overpopulation problem, Meg. I mean, it's a problem. You know, fix your dog, fix your cat. Okay. Just fix them. Okay?
Spray and neuter.
Spay and neuter.
Spay
and neuter. Spay is a hysterectomy and mm-hmm. neuter is a castration. It just helps prevent unwanted pets meeting usually a poor demise, you know.
Okay, really. I've got some questions. Well, now that we're talking about dog breeds, this could get interesting. I have a small dog that barks a lot and living in an apartment. Is there a better breed for apartment? What breeds do you recommend for apartment living?
Well, any dog can bark.
Mm-hmm.
You know, any
some
cat
more than
bark.
Others, though, right?
Correct. Some Shelties are bad about that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they hear something,
mm-hmm.
you know, and they bark. As a response. Now, there's some training you can do to help suppress some of that.
Right.
Okay. A lot of times it's an anxiety issue.
Mm.
I think I've talked about this on my show before, Meg. They have a pheromone plug-in called Adaptil, one for cats called Feel-Away. A French veterinarian developed it for this. And whereas it doesn't fix every problem, you plug it in like a Glade air freshener, but it's a little bit bigger. It doesn't have any odor. It's safe if you have children. They want to touch it. It just gets warm to the touch. Last 30 days, covers 800 square feet. We have them at the office. You know, my idea, when you get a new puppy, new friend that comes to live, plug that in. Mm-hmm. It takes the anxiety down a little bit.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So I'll tell you the story. I had a friend of mine that worked for Channel 3, and Greg and I were, you know, more concert beer drinking buddies than that. And so, right. So he got divorced, and the wife kept the dog, so he wanted a dog. So he goes out and get a Weimaraner.
Oh, boy.
And, yes. And he lives in a townhouse. There's three buildings attached. Uh-huh. One, two, three. So he's in number one on the end. So he goes off to work, comes home, stuff is torn up. Goes back to work, comes home, other stuff chewed up. And so I get a phone call about the fourth or fifth day that this dog, Vady was her name. Mm-hmm. And she had been turned in five times.
Oh, no.
Says, you know, red flag, right? Uh-oh. Anyhow, Greg says, Mark, I mean, freaking out. Oh. I thought somebody had died or something.
Yeah.
You know? I said, dude, what is it? He says, my neighbor called. He is in the third townhouse. He had chewed through the wall of his first one to the second one and the third one.
No
yes.
way. Bless his Lord. Oh,
and
my
I told Greg, I said, well, you're not sleeping on my couch, man, okay? We're going to deal with it.
So, I've never heard of such a thing.
Yes. And so
wow.
So I got him. I'd been to that meeting, and this French veterinarian was at Scopolo's back when he was over on Scenic Highway a long time ago, and mm-hmm. we got a little freebie sample, and I said, here, try this. It's the perfect pet. And you know, after about 6 months, the dog didn't need it anymore. He just Vady needed to know he was in a forever home, in mm-hmm. which he was.
Right.
And but you know, Greg had odd hours because he was a roving reporter for Channel 3, mm-hmm. and whatnot. So I lost him to follow up. He moved back to Wisconsin, got remarried, happy, doing great. And I don't know what happened to Vady, but for about a year, the dog was doing great after that little hiccup.
So what's the name of that again?
It's called Adaptil. Mm-hmm. Adapt and then IL. Adaptil. The one for cats, it works for a lot of spraying, a lot of anxious, you know, if they're peeing and pooping in other places other than mm-hmm. their litter box, it can help with some of that. Remember, folks, I've said it once, I'll say it 1,000 times, cats are from outer space. they're not, dogs will listen when you can reason. They're like us. You know, cats, you know, who knows what they're thinking. Right?
I love this coming from a veterinarian. It cracks me up. That's great.
And remember, if you get more than five cats, you know, Susan Little, who's famous in my, as a cat veterinarian in this country, and I try to see Susan when anytime she's talking locally or anywhere around. And she puts up her four cats and says, okay, folks, I'm only one short of being the crazy cat lady.
There you go.
So I think you get five, you're the crazy cat person.
Okay, well, we've got more texts coming in. Here's one for you. I'm a senior. What would be a good dog for me? I live in a small place.
Okay, that is an excellent question because I've had two clients this year get the wrong dog. Mm-hmm. One was a Australian Shepherd that had a lot of emotional problems. They were rescues.
Right.
And the other one was a lab. And they saw something. They're out walking, saw something, took off, pulled these two elderly ladies down. One broke an wrist. In fact, did that twice. And the other one broke, I think her ankle.
Gosh.
Okay, so, you know, if you want something that sits in your lap, Chihuahua, Yorkie, some of those mm-hmm. little toy breeds, something like that.
Right.
If you're an active senior, you've got your good balance and all that, then, you know, I think you can. I'd just be careful with stuff that you need, something like a golden retriever or a lab or some variation thereof mm-hmm. That isn't necessarily going to get right under your feet.
Right, but it's calm.
That's calm.
Calm-natured.
Calm-natured. Mm-hmm. Just remember, and one thing with the little bitty toy breeds, put a little bell, a little tinker bell on them or something so you know where they are.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
So if you get up and move around, that kind of thing.
Okay, well, we're talking with Dr. Mark Sprayberry. This is Pet Sit, Stay, and Listen with Dr. Mark. And we're about out of time, sir. So if you would, any last-minute tips, and also we need to get your contact info.
Yeah, well, I just want to thank everybody for tuning in. This is something I enjoy doing. Like I say, my wife passed away a couple of years ago, and I think she would be happy that I was doing this. She was a therapist. Her name was Kim, and she worked a lot with drug addiction patients and then fertility, ladies with fertility issues. And it's just she's a wonderful person, and I am who I am. A lot of responsibilities goes to Kim.
Aww.
So I miss her every day. Guys, tell your spouse you love them every day.
Thank you.
Do that for me.
Okay.
But come see me. I take new patients. I'd love to see you. 4220 North Davis Highway across from Bailey's, 850-477-2901. And God bless, and we'll see you next time.